Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? It's Metal Shop / Loud and Local. I'm doing a little collaborative thing here. It doesn't really matter which platform it's on. It's a local metal band, so I can't decide which show it's on. Is it Loud and Local or is it Metal Shop? It fits both. My name is Kevin Deers. Right now we got a band from Tacoma called Ancestors of God. Staying busy during this pandemic period of craziness. They have a new record either coming out or out called Emperor of the Sun. I guess first, is the album out yet, or have you guys yet to release it?
Not officially out yet.
All right. Do you know when? Do you know? Yeah. Do you know when it should be dropping?
That's a great question with more of a strategic answer.
I mean, kind of a weird time to release an album, right? Are you guys kind of just...
Yeah. I mean, like, these are just not available right now, and we made the decision to go forward with just putting it on the streaming services. But then we kind of had a little stress meeting about doing that, and I wouldn't say we've dropped the ball, but we're still trying to decide, like, what and how and when kind of still. Just because, again, like I said, it's a weird time to drop anything, and but at the same time, like, are we just making excuses for the, you know, I mean, it's the tech age. We could do it and, you know, use social platforms and all that to get it out. So
it's ready to roll, though.
Nice.
We're ready.
Well,
we're excited. We want to release it as soon as we can.
Well, here's the thing is, now that you're talking with me, I'm going to get the word out to people so they can go ahead and get the hype up ready for it. And we'll be premiering some songs tonight on the podcast. So like I said, the band is Ancestors of God from Tacoma. First off, why don't you let's start with Shane. What's your name and what do you do with Ancestors of God?
My name's Shane. A lot of my friends call me Shane Saw.
Yep.
Through the years. I play guitar and sing for the band.
Oh, I'm Steve. I'm on bass. I also play keyboards and I do some backup vocals.
Nice.
I'm Nick. I just play drums and I guess maybe make some of those parental type decisions for the band.
You band dad?
He's kind of like the band dad.
Is he?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm the resident authoritarian dictator.
Nice.
Okay. I rule with a soft touch, though.
Oh, okay.
Yes, good. He does.
I like your mustache.
He's like the most, like, open.
Fair but firm.
The mustache is the de facto leader of the band.
Right? So, I guess I got to ask, how are you guys been staying busy? Who of you has been, is back at work? Who's been working? Who's been staying at home? Who's, doing, you know, playing teacher with their kids? What have you guys been up to? Nick, let's start with you.
I'm still out of work. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I was at my place of business today, helping and hoping to get things ready. We're kind of crossing our fingers for Pierce County to launch us on, you know, Thursday, perhaps.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I've been hanging out at home with my dog. I've been restoring a vintage drum set that was given to me.
Cool.
God, dude, I finished that thing pretty quick. I secretly did a recording session with a friend a week ago, which is kind of nice. A lot of like home workouts, a lot of like,
I can tell. Yeah.
Like scouring YouTube, so much new music. In fact, I hit a lot of whoppers the last like 48, 72 hours. If you guys are familiar with Metal Injection, they did that Slay at Home Fest.
Oh yeah.
Over the Friday, Saturday, and there was a lot of solid gold in that kind of opened extra doors. So that's been really exciting. So, you know, limited access to my drums and my, but no shortage of inspiration. So don't be surprised if once we release this record, we'll have another one in our back pockets in no time.
Right?
Yeah.
And Shane, what about Shane? What have you been up to, man?
Oh man, I'm a stay home dad. I'm the principal, the lunch lady.
Oh, nice.
I've got to be the security guard for my kids, you know, like they're crazy and fighting. And,
yep.
Losing their mind, you know, while they're calm. I've been trying to write new music, new material.
Yeah.
Trying to get my mind off. But really just been kind of just staying home, man, laying low. I got out a couple times. Took a couple motorcycle rides over by Mount Rainier. I kind of live by there. So
yeah.
It was nice just to kind of clear my head and, you know, just kind of get out of the house for a second. But really, you know, I'm just kind of hanging out with the kids and, you know, at nighttime trying to write some music or whatever.
Yeah.
But I really miss my band, man. I really want to get back. You know, it's cool to jam by yourself and stuff, but, you know, it's different when you got that connection with the other two people in your band. And, you know, I just miss them, and I just can't wait to get back to, you know, getting that flow again. And releasing this album, be able to play at shows again. Hopefully that will happen. You know?
Yeah.
It's a really unclear future right now, so. A lot of stuff that we love is like kind of up in the air right now. So hopefully we can figure it out.
Steve,
and get back to making music and making people happy.
Absolutely.
Making myself,
man,
happy.
Well, you know, before I ask Steve, you guys have done a couple live streams though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
In fact,
until the order was placed.
Some GoPros.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Have opened up soon enough. We could start streaming from our jam space.
Right on.
Yeah, there'll definitely be more of that coming up soon.
Steve, what have you been up to, man? I saw that you have kind of like a really cool home, like voice rig there. Have you been broadcasting some stuff on your Facebook page? What have you been up to, Steve?
Well, yeah, that's something I just did to keep busy. My day job is working in sales, and so I like to communicate with people, and this was a good opportunity just to follow what's going on. At the beginning, a lot of folks had questions about how the unemployment thing was going to work and what the lockdown was going to look like. So I would just scour the news, talk about it. Outside of that, I do one pretty much almost every day. I've stopped lately because the news is just too depressing to follow over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I developed a habit of taking like between 6 and 9 mile long walks in the middle of the night in Tacoma by myself. And that's pretty hypnotic and pretty cool. And I've been staying at home and playing piano and guitar quite a bit. And today I went skiing, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, Crystal Mountain opened for spring skiing, so I was up there skiing.
That's beautiful.
On June 1st. It was crazy. So
right?
I've been trying to stay busy and trying to maintain some structure, but also really missing my band bros and really looking forward to when we can get that chemistry back. And we're really looking forward to getting this new music out and being able to go perform it for people.
Yeah,
because that's our favorite aspect of it is well, for myself, certainly my favorite aspect is playing live.
Well, how many of you guys have animals like dogs? Who's a dog owner here?
Oh, I got a dog. I got a big Turner and Hooch dog.
He's
a big French Mastiff.
How stoked are your dogs to have dad home all the time? I bet they're super pumped.
Way stoked.
Dude, it's like, it's a double-edged sword though. Cause like, I'm at home with him. We play a lot. We go on a lot of all that crap. I take him everywhere I go. But, like, dude, I take him out to take a crap in the morning. Then I take the trash out, and he's already crying. Like,
aww.
The level, elevated level of anxiety is unreal.
When you go back to work, the level of codependence that he's going to have is just unreal. He's not going to know what hit him.
Fortunately, I'm hoping that the schedule that I picked will alleviate some of that, but
okay.
Both he and I are going to be up a creek, dude. Because I'm going to miss him too.
Right? See, the difference between my girlfriend, she has a cat, and I think the cat is just ready for everyone to leave. The cat just wants its own goddamn time again. Cats are a little different like that. Anyways, but yeah, so the record, Emperor of the Sun, it's 8 tracks. Is that right?
Nine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're going to play a couple songs from it right now. We're actually going to play Gods of War and Into the Storm. So is there anything you guys want to say to kind of introduce these? I'd like you guys to kind of play DJ, and you guys can introduce them since, you know, these are your babies. These are your songs that are ready to be unleashed upon the unsuspecting victims.
Shane, so that's you, man.
All right. Yeah. We're Ancestors of God. This one's called Gods of War. And you're listening to KSW Metal Shop / Live and Local because we fitful. Hope you enjoy it. Some new stuff.
Right on. It's Ancestors of God, Loud and Local Metal Shop. We'll be right back. We're back here with Ancestors of God. You just heard Into the Storm and Gods of War from Emperor of the Sun, a new record that will be released soon. Once the pandemic kind of slows down a little bit and we can get back into the show-going vibe of things, then hopefully we will be able to see them live, play these songs, crush them live. They are one of the best local heavy live bands. Just such a great heaviness, but also melody. Just a great band. So I'm stoked to have them continuing to do some good stuff here, and always support them. So yeah, I wanted to ask you guys, and obviously we're living in this is like the corniest thing, because I feel like one of those like Geico commercials. It's like, we're living in unprecedented times.
In a world
with unprecedented times. No, but seriously, we're living like a really fucking weird timeline right now. If you're, you know, kind of overwhelmed, obviously there's a lot of political unrest right now. And a kind of a revolution we're actually living through. If you're getting a lot of negative feedback in your head, a lot of, you know, anxiety or whatnot, is there an album that you would suggest, like, for you that has been, like, a go-to that's kind of like sonic therapy for you? And, Nick, let's start with you, dude.
For me, this kind of stuff, like, I like to go instrumental, you know, no agenda, typically, when there's no lyrics, no vocals.
Yeah.
I like to do like a lot of like dark wave, synth wave, like Carl Casey and the other like random weird gothy stuff that
sure.
Shane has actually been pretty instrumental into steering me toward. A lot of stuff like Caspian and explosions of the sky type of stuff, or like even like Sun,
yeah,
you know, stuff like that too, just a lot of doomy droney. Sonic landscape to, you know, again, just take my brain away from this place and put it somewhere else. Really? Yeah.
I like that answer. Awesome, man. So absolutely. What about you, Steve?
Mine would have to be Ministry. In 2002, they released, it was both an audio CD and also a DVD of their 1996 tour right after the album Filth Pig came out.
Yeah.
And they had a really amazing live band for that tour, mm-hmm. and they just documented it thoroughly. So that record, when it first came out in 02, it really changed my life. And there's no time that I've ever listened to Ministry or watched that documentary or listened to that live CD or been to one of their shows that I didn't walk away from just smiling ear to ear.
Awesome.
Carl Jorgensen is just unflinchingly political, and he likes to stir the pot. And also Ministry has just produced some really influential and really amazing music for their many, many years of doing what they do. So I always take a lot of confidence and inspiration from Al Jorgensen and from Ministry. Yeah, that would have to be mine.
Right on. Thanks, man. And Chainsaw, what about you, bro?
Yeah, I like to go down the YouTube rabbit hole a lot. I get some weird suggestions, but throughout those rabbit holes, I usually find some gems in there. I'll send those to Nick sometimes, but I got into this band kind of recently, just by chance. They're called Hylung.
Okay.
And I think they're like a Scandinavian kind of band. But they don't play guitars or nothing, you know, everything with loops.
Oh.
With their voices and drums. And I went down and saw them in Portland, and it was one of the coolest like experiences I think I ever saw.
Really?
So that, if you haven't checked out Hylung, you should check them out. The girl is, she wears like a big deer antlers on her head, and they're just, it's really different and really awesome. It was an experience. It wasn't just like a show. It was like an experience that, I don't know. It, you just had to be there. And anybody that's ever been there, like, they'll say the same thing.
How do you spell that? How do you spell that, Shane?
It's a Hylung.
Okay. I'll check it out, man. Thanks for the suggestion.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. Really cool.
Right on. Well, Shane, let's just go back with start with you and go back around the virtual room. Pick three albums that have made like a positive impact throughout your life. Thinking maybe, you know, throughout your childhood up until, you know, who you are today. What are three albums that have made a positive impact on you?
You know, the things that kind of got me through the first thing that I ever played, and this was in my mom's T-Bird back when I was a little kid. She pulled out this 8-track, and it was Black Sabbath's Black Sabbath.
Nice.
And she looked just like the lady on the cover. I mean, I
that's awesome.
I said, is this you, Mom? And she just kind of laughed at me. She goes, no, but you want to hear it. And I said, yeah. She said, put it in. So, it was an 8-track.
Yeah.
Put the thing in there. The first thing I hear is those first three chords, the heaviest chords I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
And that changed my life forever. Right then, at 4 years old, I knew I wanted to play guitar.
That's killer, man.
I'm definitely going to say that album.
Thanks, Mom.
Totally hit it. I had a sister that was 5 years older than me. She was a metalhead.
That's awesome.
So, I got exposed to all the cool metal growing up. I got to stay up late and watch Headbangers Ball.
Oh, that's the best.
So, I'd say when she gave me her little cassette tape that was recorded, it was Metallica, Kill 'Em All.
Nice.
And I heard that, and I was just like, oh, my God.
That's killer, dude.
So rad, you know?
Yes.
And then from there, I'd say, I'd even go back to this classic rock, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon,
mm-hmm.
and, Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. All those combined were just blew me away. And you can hear it in the music we write.
Yeah.
At least in my part of it. You can hear all those kind of different influences clashing and fitting together in some way.
Nice, dude. I like that.
Yeah, those would probably be my three.
And, Steve, how about you, man? Three
albums. Okay, Faith No More, Angel Dust.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely love that record. I actually was introduced to Mr. Bungle before I really got into Faith No More. Everybody was all about the real thing, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think when they came out with Angel Dust, I think a lot of people in the industry were expecting them to do the real thing part two and another epic or whatever.
Yeah.
But they came out with this really, really experimental but deeply inspired record, Angel Dust. Just fantastic.
Yep.
Another one, Portishead Dummy. I think the first time I ever got stoned, this hippie chick that lived across the street from me made me listen to Portishead Dummy, and it was one of the most crazy mind trip records I ever listened to.
And
really awesome. It's not heavy, in the sense that you would consider a metal band as heavy, but in terms of its emotional impact, that record, Portishead Dummy. And then I guess I would say there's this band called King Crimson that's been around mm-hmm. since the late 60s. And in 1981, they got a whole new lineup and released a record called Discipline. So that one really made me want to pick up my guitar and just approach that kind of music from a different angle, the way that they did back then. That kind of progressive, odd time signatures, crazy meters and key changes and all that. I found it fascinating. So those would probably have to be my three most influential records.
Faith No More, Portishead, and King Crimson. I dig it, dude.
Yep.
And Nick, what about you, bro?
I would say in no particular order, "And Justice for All" by Metallica.
Yep.
I was that at upon its release, I think, basically, just blew my head off as a kid, dude. I'd already been introduced Guns N' Roses. I was definitely a rocker already, mm-hmm. In grammar school, but when I heard "And Justice for All," I was like, dude, I'm going to be a Hessian. Metal is so cool and so important.
Yep.
Became a committed rocker. Another one, Earth 2.
Yeah.
I think I was 18 or 19 when I heard that. And I'd already been listening to Neurosis, throughout high school and stuff.
Yeah.
That was more of vented doom and drone and just super heavy atmospheric type of music for me, which is super duper important mm-hmm. in my iPod repertoire, so to speak. But and I guess a major sonic step back, but I think anybody could really relate to this being chronologically relevant, being Nevermind by Nirvana.
Oh yeah.
That was right around the time I was introduced to drums by a friend. That's really how I cut my teeth as a musician and learned how to play drums via Dave Grohl. So Dave, if you're listening, thank you very much, dude. I'm sure he's heard that 100,000 billion times.
I'm sure he's checking out the Ancestors of God interview on KISW. Yeah.
He would be, he's a sensible man.
Who wouldn't be? Yeah, exactly. What's up, Dave?
I'd say those probably are pretty important. You know, Steven had done this thing on Facebook a while back and inspired me to catalog some of these records. So those definitely made my list, suffice it to say.
Nice, dude. Okay, so let's say we get all of you guys all liquored up, right? Lightning round, real quick. We get you guys all liquored up. We go to a karaoke bar. We're allowed to go into bars again. We get you all liquored up. What song are you choosing if you have to do karaoke?
I'll do Enema by Tool.
Nice. Okay. We got one.
Looks That Kill by Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Kind of like in my early 20s, like that was my go-to, and I still think that I could probably beat the crap out of that song.
Nice. So.
Well, the last time I was drunk in a bar and I did karaoke, I think I did L.A. Woman by The Doors.
Nice. Okay. There we go.
That was fun.
Nice. Kevin.
I'll do Material Girl by Madonna.
All right. There you go.
Awesome.
I saw a bitch in Metallica shirt on that Metal Fest thing on YouTube the other day. It was a Madonna shirt, Justify My Love, but in the and Justice for All graphics.
Oh, that's awesome.
That you'll ever see, but like, you know, the spray painted looking, you know, graphics, like it was super cool.
I want it.
Yeah, there you go.
Might be interesting to see Madonna in a metal band.
That would be, yeah. Well, we saw Lady Gaga sing for Metallica. That was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what song did she do?
I think, I don't know. I'm not sure. I someone out there is listening and is like punching their screen like, damn it, because they know the answer. I know I listen to a lot of podcasts sometimes and they try to like think of like an answer and I know it in my head and I'm like, good. I think I've actually heard that that's the closest thing to realizing what it's like to be a ghost is you're listening to a podcast and they're trying to say something and you're trying to communicate with them. But like, you know, you're just listening to them and they're talking. So now you know what a ghost feels like. Yes. Right on, man. Well, the new album is Emperor of the Sun. Again, the band is Ancestors of God. Let's get your shout outs and like, how do we find you guys online and how do we support you guys?
Well, the band's got presence on Facebook. We've got presence on Instagram. Nick's really good about updating the Instagram stuff. I'm really not too well versed in it. Nick, what do you say?
Yeah, definitely. Ancestors of God on Instagram. Type it in, you'll find it. Facebook, also. YouTube, we're kind of there. We have a Bandcamp also.
Yeah, exactly.
Bandcamp, Ancestors of God. I'm embarrassed to say, although I've been lacking with content on IG as of late. So sorry, Steven. failed your massive introduction. But yeah, we are where you need to find us, and then sooner than later you'll be able to get us on all streaming platforms. Well, where the kids want to find you anyway these days.
Grindr.
We do have a music video that's available to see on the band's Facebook page, and it's a pretty cool artsy video that we did, I think, about a year ago. So yeah, check out our Facebook. Watch that video. It's from our first record.
Okay.
So it's a song called Black and Skies. Yeah, there it is.
Nice. All right, dude. Well, yeah, we're going to go into these songs, but before we do, any shout-outs, any thank yous you guys would like to throw out there, and any final words for anyone that's, you know, stuck inside like all of us?
Man, just hang in there. Like, do your part. Try to stay safe. You know, we're trying to make music best we can. You know, listen to music. You know, dig into that art. Try to let that cheer you up any way it can. And, you know, we just want everybody to be safe and enjoy the music. Hopefully this will help you out. Hearing some new music that's fresh from us.
Hell yeah.
On top of mental health, too. I mean, reach out your friends, your family, yourself if you have to. This is really tough and really weird on social animals that we people are.
Mm-hmm.
No shame in reaching that kind of stuff, you know. I think we could probably say that we've all had our days or moments where it's been weird, it's been rough, especially to be isolated like this. Do something physical. Do something visceral.
Yeah.
Walk around your living room, do something gnarly. Do push-ups every day or walk your dog. Go for a jog. Do something that makes you happy. Be, if we are still stuck here, be productive and creative some way, somehow. Draw, you know, get a coloring book or paint a wall for crying out loud. Like, don't be a slug, dude. That's just, don't kill yourself for crying out loud. That's
kind of the time to reflect upon all our lives and kind of like think of where we can go from here. You know, now that we got the time.
We definitely have
like
the time.
To make a shout out to my friends, Matt and Jake. Matt's birthday is tomorrow. Those are the two people that I've sort of given myself permission to hang out with just to try to respect the social distancing and keep this thing from spreading.
Yeah.
And just having them to hang out with and watch movies or even go out camping or skiing like we all did today. Staying active has definitely been my way of one of my ways for coping with all this and just trying to find new activities and new hobbies. And like Shane said, this is a time to reflect on your life and to make a real reevaluation of what your priorities are and what really matters and is important to you. And hopefully if you can realize that for yourself and focus your energy on what you think is the best and most healthy thing for you, that can be a way to bridge you across this really dark, ugly chapter in history that we're all in together right now. Yeah. So I'm appreciative of my band members and the way that we've been able to get these feelings out into music and share it with as many people as possible. And we can't wait to share it even more broadly and just staying busy and trying to find creative ways to keep your mind occupied on something positive. So that would be my inspiration to everyone is find something that you really love and find a new way to access it and develop it into something really meaningful.
Wise words, man. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Right on, guys.
Can't wait to see all our friends again, man.
Exactly. Well, until then, we got a couple songs here. We got Home and Kingdom of the Dead. Again, these are coming from the new Ancestors of the God. We're premiering it here on KISW Loud and Local / Metal Shop. So, again, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you.
Right on.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome. Here's Ancestors of God. Check it out.
Grammys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.